That part throws me for a loop on it, because I don't see.
If he didn't live there at all, and he wanted to make it a nightly rental, what does that have? The fact that he changes the use of the interior of his home.
Doesn't,
what does that have to do with anything?
Doesn't, and that's where I specifically see an error.
But still, is that an error in law? Yeah. Or is it just an error in the way they submitted it?
It would be an error. Yeah. It would be an error in law. But
it may be an error in their decision again, like Rick is saying. But this is a tough decision for me.
Well, we travel quite a bit now. I've been a farmer for a long time and didn't travel anywhere but out to feed the cows. But now we travel quite a bit, and we stare in VRBOs or Airbnbs. And the ones we stay in, there's never complaints, and sometimes there's a group of us. But they do an extensive job of background check and references. And they've got a pretty good idea of who we are and what we're going to do before they rent to us. And so my position on a nightly rental is, if it's properly managed and properly located, it's no different than a family living there full time. They should not be a problem in a neighborhood. But it's the management of it. It's who's in control. And somewhat of the location. You know, if it's a duplex, like a lot of those areas over there in Branson Creek, and one side's a nightly rental and the other side somebody that wants a quiet retirement, there's a conflict. So where it's at has something to do with it. But primarily, whether it bothers the neighborhood or decreases or increases property values, is based on the management of it. And in a situation where he lives in the home where the nightly rental is, I think that would be an advantage to the neighborhood to have the manager actually living in the home as a lockout.
But still, is that what we have to look at to make our decision?
The other thing that he had, the gentleman had brought up about the additional traffic with construction traffic, you know, whenever you talk about the additional traffic of cars and trucks going in, maybe I'm just making a statement, if there hasn't been a complaint about gravel trucks, 22-ton gravel trucks that bring in 22 tons of gravel, or a 60-ton cement truck that comes and dumps loads that have to go backwards in order to dump, may or may not have someone there to help them back. As far as dangerous situation, I'm in the construction business, and I know that they have semi trucks full of forklifts, lumber, and stuff like that. If this place is being developed, you know, that in itself is a danger.
But as a neighbor, I don't have the ability to stop that. I do have the ability to say, I don't need one additional cars.
So, again, just so we stay very black and white on this, I'm going to read this first. Sure. Both of these doesn't make any sense to me at all. No. Okay. So when you say, what's the error in law, please somebody show me in the handbook where it says the Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on the planned additional living space proposed to the single-family home will not be consistent with surrounding single-family homes. Show me in the zoning regulations where you have to have something that's exactly like everybody else's beside you.
That's the exact.
Am I reading that wrong? Somebody help me understand that, because I don't understand that.
And I think that they did make an error in this judgment as far as their judgment. They didn't do a good job in the writing at all.
Well, and the writing's based on their verbiage.
I know. I mean,
there's no ad-libbing. Presley listens.
Well, I know.
We write it down. We look at our notes and how we've written it down. We might tweak it just a little.
And then,
Their statement was not good.
I want you to consider this.
I'll write it down word for word.
Yeah.
Please consider this, too, then. In addition, the nightly rental would not be compatible with a neighboring single-family homes due to not compatibility, not any of that stuff. It's due to proposed site design and then added traffic. Not traffic safety on the road, width of the road, just added traffic. So going by black and white in words, please tell me in the handbook where it makes sense that we would say nightly rental would not be compatible with the neighboring single family homes due to proposed site design. Where do we, tell me if I'm missing it, because there's something that says it has to have a proposed site design. Because if there is, then that helps me understand.
Well, yeah, there's layout and buffering, and there are things in there. Yes. The site design taken into consideration. Yeah, we haven't seen it. We haven't seen this application. I don't know. I can't say. I don't understand it, but because I don't understand it, may not be enough that it's wrong.
Yeah. You don't have any site plan?
Yes. Well, I haven't heard his application. I'm saying I'm not sitting in planning and zoning hearing the whole entire package, so I can't say if that site design is a reason to deny it or not. I don't know.
Well, that's what was presented to planning. I mean,
so it's the same. His presentation right now is the same thing we just heard. I don't have to go back and listen.
A few more secondary pictures, but they saw the design.
Yeah. Or this was the. Yeah, we got all the proposed change. We got on the pool.
Okay. I mean, here's the folder that planning got.
So
if you're going to look in it.
So I'm looking at the floor plan.
So they're denying it based on the same thing that I've just seen right here. I don't understand why that's a reason for denial, I guess.
Because that tells me that you couldn't put two toilets in your one bathroom if you wanted to. Is there something in the handbook that says that the interior site, like, misunderstanding?
I mean, planning got this.
It's the same thing we
usually put everything that's in planning in yours plus any additional.
I'm just confused. You know.
I mean, like, probably would have a hard time understanding compatibility too, because there's a big old house at the end of this road, four houses down, that's nightly rental.
Yeah.
But again, I think to avoid the compatibility, because there is one at the end of the road that's nightly rental, we went with this, and so we have
inside
to
design.
So we have to base tonight's decision.
Yeah.
Whatever way y'all want to go board, I'll support you. But you gotta base it on the black and white with what's written here tonight, and that's where we have to go.
I don't understand it. I don't even know if I agree with it. But I don't know that I can say it's wrong.
Well, then you'd have to me again. Correct me if I'm wrong, then Corey. Then you'd need to show me in the handbook where it says that anybody can make a decision based on.
So the argument is that
planned additional living space proposed to a single family home would not be consistent with the surrounding single family homes.
So the error of law is they did not use correct criteria in determining that this was denied.
They made the wrong decision. Huh.
It was like almost like they were trying to beat around the bush of compatibility.
Okay.
Well, they made a decision based on something that wasn't valid.
It's
like the interior design of a home.
That's like, that makes no sense to me.
Okay.
It's hard.
But if I'm understanding this wrong, somebody please call me out.
Maybe
I'm getting tired and it's late, but I'm not understanding this.
What do you think, Rick?
Oh, I think they made an error.
Okay.
I think.
Then somebody
make a motion.
Let's get this over on the show on the road.
I make a motion to accept the appeal of 22-0048.
Do you have a second?
Do you want to give a reason?
Yeah, you better give a reason.
Well, because the criteria of the planning and zoning decision was not credible. How else do I need to state that? It was just not good.
Yeah.
What do I need to say?
It didn't match up with the conditional use requirements.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that.
Yeah. Did not match up with the conditional use requirements. Because you can't. You base that on that. You can't.
I don't know where they dreamed that.
I'd second that motion.
Okay.
We got one second. All right, I'm giving Scott time. You got that, Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
And boy, that's a macro distance.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
All right, there we go. What was the count?
I
was
5-0.
We're going to approve the appeal for planning and zoning.
Because not in there, but in, yeah, not following the direction of the park. Okay.
I listened to the Monday meeting till 11 o'clock, so this isn't bad.
Yeah, it's ain't bad. Enough. We ain't had one of these nights in a long time. We were due for it.
Thank yeah.
You. Yeah. Have a good night. Okay. Moving on. Do we have any old or new business, Scott?
I do not.
Okay. We have no more appeals or variances to listen to tonight.
I would move that we close.
So Corey moves to close. Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are now adjourned.